Big news coming out of Raleigh today. The state house has joined the state senate in overturning Governor Pat McCrory's veto of Senate Bill 2. That's the bill that allows magistrates and employees of county register of deeds offices to opt out of performing marriages on the grounds of a religious objection. The vote today was 69-41, with 110 representatives voting. They needed 66 to override the veto. They got three more than they needed. Three Democrats actually crossing over the aisle to vote with their Republican colleagues, but 69-41 the vote, so that now officially becomes law. Pending legislation, of course, there almost certainly will be some. Joining us now is Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, and Mayor, we've spoken about this before. You actually had a statement earlier today saying, "I condemn today's override of the governor's veto. Senate Bill 2 carves out a constitutional exception to a public servant's duty to provide equal access and justice under the law. All North Carolinians now have the possibility of being denied the services of a magistrate or register of deeds. Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, and Orange County, all passed resolutions committing to exploring legal action against this legislation in the event of its passage. Those conversations with our partners begin now." So what more do you have to add to that? I actually only quoted about half of the statement, so I know you've got more.
That was pretty much the whole statement, wasn't it?
Actually, that's only about half of it.
I also offered a supplemental today. Whenever.
Which I actually have here as
well. Oh, did you print that out as well?
I didn't want to read the whole thing. Yeah.
Well, I'm very disappointed. I believed that if we had the... If everyone was... Every member of the House had been in the House that day, or today, I think, we would have been able to...
And by all accounts, that seems to be the case, because there were, 10 representatives who weren't there, and most of them were opponents of the bill, so...
Well, at least three important Republicans who voted against Senate Bill 2 walked.
Mm-hmm.
If the Dems could have held together, and we could have held on to those Republicans who like the governor, believe this is just a ridiculous bill, I think we'd have been able to have sustained the veto.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had 72 up to 77 members of the House willing to sustain that veto if we could have had everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are. It's now the law of North Carolina. And it's just very disappointing. And, in the statement that you read that I issued earlier today, and I say that now all North Carolinians have the possibility of being touched by this law. A lot of people say, "What? How can that be? Isn't this just targeted at the gay people?"
Yeah. As if that makes it better.
Right.
But,
but the short answer to that is, yes, this is just targeted at the gay people, but they are so dumb, and I'll say that right out front here on the radio, that they don't realize that it opens the door to all kinds of other horrible discrimination, equally horrible discrimination, based on someone's religious belief.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we know that there have been people, there are people alive today who have expressed their significant religious beliefs about how the races shouldn't intermarry.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there are people among us today who have significant religious beliefs that anyone who's divorced should never be allowed to be married again. We know
that one's actually in the Bible. So
in the Bible.
Moving in the right direction, at least.
Actually related to marriage.
Yes,
right?
Also true.
Interfaith people of different faiths should not be allowed to be married. At least that's a sincerely held religious belief of many people.
Yeah.
And all that discrimination is now... is the door open to.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I don't believe that that's actually going to happen.
This is
because
not
it's
what
really,
that's about.
It's really just targeted at the gays and lesbians.
People, yes.
Yes, we all know that.
Yeah.
And this is about animus towards the LGBT community.
Mm-hmm.
We know that because we heard members who supported this bill in the debate say so.
Yeah.
And the timing as well.
Yeah,
they weren't being accused of being motivated by animus. They spoke the animus.
They said it straight out. And the timing, too, because there has been, you mentioned interracial marriage. You mentioned people who have been divorced who are getting remarried. You mentioned people who are interfaith marriages, atheists marrying religious people, people of religion A marrying religion B. All of that has been going on for decades.
Right.
And we did, this law was not even a thing. This wasn't even a inkling in anyone's eye until now.
Until now.
Yeah.
Now that we've had 5 whole months, they've not figured out a way to describe the sky falling that in a way that anyone believes that it is falling since October 10th when same-sex couples have been able to get married. So now they're just, I guess, eager to continue litigation around this. So,
yeah, so what is next? How does this proceed?
It's a good question.
Someone would have to go to a magistrate's office or register of deeds office, apply, because someone needs standing to sue, right? So
that's right.
You need to go to the office, apply for a marriage certificate, and get rejected or get at least delayed because someone all of a sudden decides they're going to recuse themselves.
I think that's certainly one of the ways in which it could happen. Are there other ways in which standing could be attained? I don't know. I'm not sure that there are, but I'll tell you right now that we have a lot of folks who are considering this question. How do we get into court on this question? I mean, because at the end of the day, it's elementary. You know, I mean, at least it was one of the first lessons of Mr. Kleinschmidt's civics class when he taught ninth graders back at West Mecklenburg High School in Charlotte, you know, that government is here to serve everyone. And that no matter who you are, if you go to a government official and you ask for them to perform the service or provide the benefit that they were hired to do, that they cannot deny that to you based on who you are. And you are protected in all kinds of ways. It's not the reverse,
yes,
that the person who happens to be a government official could choose because of what they believe to deny you that.
Mm-hmm.
It's your citizenship, it's your participation as an American that gives you the right to access government services. Because remember what the founders said, a government instituted among men to, you know, perform the service, to protect our liberties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that lacks all meaning if you say that the government, the actor within that government is now becoming someone who will deny someone equal justice and fairness under the law.
You're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, and there's the one provision of this law, Senate Bill 2, which is if a magistrate or a register of deeds worker objects to any marriages, they have to recuse themselves from all marriages. And that, I guess, would be the response to the equal protection challenge, right? That, well, this applies to everyone. You recuse yourself from either 0% or 100%.
Because you hate the gays that
much. Right.
I mean, that's what it comes down to. Because you don't like the same-sex marriage, and we'll just remove you from all marriages and doing all marriages. I think that all these efforts here to and then we'll just move somebody else in. I don't think that these just don't cure the problem.
Yeah,
do they? I mean, in fact, what we still have is a government official who has declared their inability, that they are unable, incompetent for this religious belief.
To do the job that they took an oath to do.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Exactly. So how can that stand and good government occur at the same time? I have a hard time figuring that out. But I'm having an equally hard time figuring out how we're going to get into court on it, short of what you described earlier, which is someone being denied either a marriage license by assistant register of deeds or a ceremony by a magistrate.
My first thought when I heard that the vote took place and the override happened, I think I walked into the station earlier today and heard that it had taken place or it was in the process of taking place, was what is the process of, and I don't know because I haven't looked at getting married in North Carolina for obvious reasons up until very recently.
Very recently?
It's been a...
Are you wearing a ring, Mr. Keck?
No. Oh. I mean,
are you about to?
Up until the court decision a couple months ago is what I was thinking.
There was a proposal we were going
to
announce.
Not to my knowledge,
okay.
No. No, but I don't actually know the answer to this question. Do you have to be a resident of the county that you apply for a marriage certificate in, or could a whole bunch of people just get into a car and drive to certain counties where people have recused themselves and just line up outside the door?
Yeah, I think you can go wherever.
That to happen.
But you know, there you're imposing a burden on people. You know, I mean, to have to make a trip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to have to experience, and this is what you know. My little supplemental Facebook. Piece that today I just thought of. This is just about human dignity.
Yes.
I mean, I just can't imagine just how dehumanizing it is to go up to a government official, ask them for something that you have a right to,
mm-hmm.
have them look at you with that that level of disdain and animosity that's necessary in this situation, and then have them say no. I am not going to provide you the service that you, as a citizen of this community, have a right to, even though I'm a government official and charged with delivering this service, because I think you're icky because my religion tells me so. How awful is? I mean, it makes me almost want to cry. And to be honest, I mean, it was. You know, it recalls all of the horrors that LGBT, particularly young LGBT people for generations have felt, you know, of just putting your difference in their face and declaring them unworthy. And it doesn't cure it that there might be another assistant register of deeds or another magistrate next door who can do it. It doesn't take away the pain. It doesn't take away that dehumanizing and diminishing experience that occurs to an individual. And I think that the writings of Justice Kennedy, you know, kind of illustrate this whenever he threw out those horrible laws in Colorado that tried to prevent discrimination against LGBTs, when he threw out the sodomy laws in 2003, the Prop 8 case came down, you know, and all these cases that have happened so far, and Windsor case, that's an important point in time that no American should ever have to feel when you engage with your government.
Yes.
Yes. It's just, it's fewer things that are truer.
Yeah. You know, this override vote came down earlier today, and obviously the discussion and the political process, the legal process, is not over, but still a lot yet to say.
Yeah,
and
we're
going to
have
this.
Fun with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go to town.
All right. we got to let you go. Before we before we do.
I can't believe you can let me go without talking about.
Without talking about Obie Creek?
The budget. Obie Creek.
Yes, Obie Creek. Since you actually came in saying, let's talk about Obie Creek.
I just suspected you'd like to.
Sure. We got we're likely to have a vote on Monday, right?
I think that's likely. And my take on the, in reflecting on what the
You know, the
council
odds
member
of a vote
said,
on Obie Creek just went way down as soon as you said, I think that's likely.
Well, I mean, I think that's likely.
Because
I think, you know, I listened to my colleagues, and they have said, I think, Councilmembers Bell and Palmer are feeling, I think, they have declared that they are feeling satisfied with where we are. I know that Councilmembers Storrow, Harrison, Ward, and Green all asked some important questions that are requiring some response. We're getting some of those responses back now. I think if those responses are satisfying to those members, and I think we'll see many of them will ultimately support the approval of the development agreement.
Does it really come down at this point to the DOT?
Well, the DOT issues have, you know, we know now what the DOT is going to do. We are getting the full turning intersection at Sumac.
Mm-hmm.
We are, a lot of the DOT things can't be resolved at this point because they have to have building designs and all this kind, you know, those kinds of things in order to be able to give everything or to grant all the permissions to the developer, and they're not at that point. We're in a development agreement point. They don't have these drawings of these buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So what the development agreement says is like, okay, well, you can do it contingent upon that future approval by the NCDOT and you and developer, you have to do whatever they say. So if this development agreement is approved and then the drawings go over to the DOT, this is what we're doing, these are the uses we're using, DOT will say, well, then you have to do X, Y, Z. And the development agreement will say you have to do
X, Y, Z.
What they say.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll expect a likely vote at least on Monday on that, and we'll keep an eye on that. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Klontschmidt, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron.